Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to our weekly Tehillim class. As we count down, we complete the entire set of Tehillim that covers all of Hallel, which is obviously appropriate. And the reason why we did it was to time it with Pesach, obviously the holiday of Pesach that's coming up. But as Ira Schwartz pointed out to me this morning, this is also an enormous Daf Yomi coincidence. Those who are learning Daf Yomi know that today's Daf Yomi speaks about Hallel, and we're speaking about Hallel. So how appropriate it is for us to be covering exactly what Daf Yomi is covering as well today. I want to thank our sponsor for today for dedicating the shiur for Refuah Shleima for my first cousin, Rafal Arna Cohen Ben Rivka. I want to thank you very much. It means an enormous amount to our family and to my cousin. And again, it should be a Refuah Shleima for Rafal Arna Cohen Ben Rivka, as all of my learning and all of my davening has been for the past few weeks, as many of you have noticed. Okay. We are up to chapter 118 of Tehillim, which is the closing section of Hallel. Now, it seems, like you'll notice in a second, that the person who's reciting this is saying it to a very large crowd of people. And, as you know, we do in our actual Hallel, this seems to be almost like call, right? If you've ever been, or if you've ever seen how churches do it, they have a call, right? Where someone says something and the audience responds back. That is the feeling that you get from this chapter of Tehillim, and that is actually what we mimic. And actually, the way that you and I say this parak of Tehillim, Hodu LaHashem Ki Tov, Ki Le'olam Chasdo, Yomar Na Yisrael, Ki Le'olam Chasdo. So this is obviously a very familiar chapter to us. And I always say that that makes my job a little bit harder, because it means many of you are familiar with it. But when I do find something that I'm guaranteeing that none of you have heard of, it's so delicious, it's so exciting. So here's my guarantee to you today. I will share with you a Malbim that will blow your mind away. So amazing was this Malbim that I almost didn't believe it the first time I learned it. I called a friend of mine, who's a rabbi in New York, and I said, you got to stop what you're doing. You got to read the Malbim together with me. He's like, I'm in the middle of something. I said, you got to read the Malbim with me. He reads the Malbim with me. He's like, you just gave me my drasha for Pesach. That's how good the Malbim is. And again, I'm venturing to say that, I shouldn't say, maybe some of you are tremendous lamdanim, but I myself have never heard this Malbim up until this point, and I was so excited when I first saw it, and I am even beyond excited to share it with you here today. So we're going to jump right into that in a second, and I just realized that there's another Malbim that I'm going to find that's going to go along with it. It's going to make it even more exciting for all of you. Okay, here we go. So we are up to chapter 118 of Tehillim, and again, we are familiar with it. Psukim 1 through 4 is an invitation to praise Hashem. Psukim 5 through 14 is the story of redemption. Psukim 15 through 18 is the rejoicing of the righteous, and Psukim 19 through 29 is the singing at the gates of Yerushalayim, of course, the climactic moment of the recitation of Hallel. So I'm going to go through it a little bit quickly, obviously stopping to share some insights, primarily this week, from the Malbim and the Radak. The Radak points out that there are two dramatically different ways to read this chapter of Tehillim. That one way of reading this chapter of Tehillim is talking about David HaMelech. The other way of talking about this chapter of Tehillim is talking about Mashiach. And if you look at the Radak's commentary on this chapter of Tehillim, you will notice that the Radak does both. In every single comment that he makes, he doesn't just read it through the lens of if this is talking about David HaMelech, but he also reads this through the lens as if it is talking about Mashiach. So it means that the Radak's commentary is a little bit longer than it normally is, because for each pasuk, or for each section of psukim, he has to read it according to both. Says the Radak, Yesh omrim ki amizmar azeh ne'mar al David, v'yesh omrim ki al yimos ha-mashiach. Right, there are those who say this is talking about David, and David's redemption, right, obviously probably talking about Shaul, or there are those who are saying that this is Hodah al lashon b'nei ha-galut, right, biyachid derech klal v'zeo nachon, that we're really talking about the Jewish people and their redemption from exile. And again, I'll try throughout this chapter of Tehillim as much as possible without being too tedious and laborious, but to share with you how the Radak would read each into each pasuk. The Malbim understands this pasuk, this chapter of Tehillim. He says the following. Right, of course, we're going to start off. I'll read you the first pasuk, but we're all familiar with it. Hodu LaHashem Ki Tov Ki Le'olam Chasdo. We have to praise Hashem because He's always great, says the Malbim. Mitzvah Shekol HaGoyim Yodu LaHashem Mitzad Tuva V'Chasdo. that it's a mitzvah, that's an obligation for all nations of the world to thank Hashem, to praise Hashem for the kindness, for the miracles that he performs on their behalf. Says the Malbim in the next pasuk, Yomar Na Yisrael Ki Leilam Chasdo. Right, first it was the whole world, now it's the Jewish people. Then you'll notice in pasuk Gimel, it's Yomar Na Beis Aaron. We're going from a macro to a micro sense. We started with the whole world, Hodu LaHashem Ki Tov. Everyone has to praise Hashem. Pasuk Bet is the Jewish people, who obviously has a more unique relationship with Hashem. Pasuk Gimel is Beis Aaron, who has an even more unique, I think that's a redundancy, my mom would yell at me, but an even more unique relationship with Hashem. And then lastly, Yomurna Yirei Hashem. So it's almost like an upside, it's like an inverted, it's like a funnel, where you start at the widest point and you come to the narrowest point. We start off that everyone has to praise Hashem. Then it's the Jewish people. Then it's the Bnei Aaron. And then it's the Yirei Hashem. Why is that the case? It says the Malbim something amazing. He says, "Kol echad lefi rov hatova shekibel, hitchaye behoda yisera." That to the extent that you receive goodness and kindness from Hashem, you have an obligation to praise Hashem even more. So the more that you receive from Hashem, the more love and attention and providence that you receive from Hashem, the more you are obligated to praise and thank Hashem. And so the nations of the world, which obviously receive plenty from Hashem, they receive the world, they receive nature, right? So they have to thank Hashem. We, the Jewish people, are Bnei Bechori. We are Hashem's firstborn children. We are His chosen people. So we obviously receive more kindness from Hashem. Therefore, we have to praise Him even more. The Bnei Aaron, who have even more expectations from Hashem, right? They get to participate. They get more mitzvos than we do. So they have to praise Hashem even more. Then you get to the Yirei Hashem. Who appreciates God more than the Yirei Hashem? And therefore, they have to praise God even more. The Malbim quotes the Chovos HaLevavos, who says the following: Shebnei Yisrael shekiblu tovos pratius nischayvu b'tariag mitzvos. That the Jewish people receive extra goodness, extra love and attention from Hashem. Why? Because we are obligated in the tariag mitzvos. We are obligated not just 7 mitzvos, but we are obligated in 613 mitzvos. Ubnei Aaron nischayvu b'chaf dalad matanos kuhuna neged chaf dalad mitzvos kuhuna. The Bnei Aaron have even more mitzvos. I can't perform all the mitzvos. You can't perform all the mitzvos. Kohanim have mitzvos that I will never be able to perform because they have matnos kuna. They have the gifts of the kuna. Okay? And the children of David have even more because they have the notion of malchus, right? So the more mitzvos you have, the more obligated you are to praise Hashem. Now this is obviously counterintuitive, right? If you ask the average teenager nowadays, which is better, to have more mitzvos or fewer mitzvos? Right? Spoiler alert. They would all say fewer mitzvos. And yet we say every day in Shul, it's a Mishnah, we say Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha Omer, Ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael, that God wanted to do good for us. Hashem wanted to give us merit. Leficha Chirba Lahem Torah Mitzvos. And therefore God gave us a life of Torah and mitzvos. So you're sitting yourself, you're asking, God wants to do me a favor? Hashem wants to give me zchus. Hashem wants to do something nice for me. Maybe instead of 613 mitzvos, Hashem, it'd be great if I just had 200, 150, 100, right? Sounds a lot easier to be successful in this world if you only have 200 mitzvos than 613 mitzvos. So why is it that Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem wants to do kindness for us, Leficha Chirba Lahem Torah Mitzvos, therefore He gave us as many obligations as possible. Right? It's like, I go to my son, and I say to my son, I love you so much. So not only do you have to take out the garbages now on Monday and Thursday, but I also want you to wash the dishes every day. And I also want you to clean the floors. And I also want you to wash the toilets, right? So what's my son going to say to me? He's going to say, Dad, take your love elsewhere. Maybe love one of my sisters a little bit more. If you really loved me, you wouldn't be burdening me with more stuff. Rather, what would you be doing? You would be burdening me with less. That's the Rambam's question on this Mishnah. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael, Hashem, if you really want to do good for me, don't make me take out the garbage, and don't make me take out the trash, and don't make me clean the toilet, and don't make me wash the floor. Give me fewer obligations, not more obligations. But that, says the Rambam, is the whole point. Hashem gives us 613 mitzvos so that every single one of us can find our unique place and our unique voice within mitzvos. So there are certain mitzvos that might speak more clearly to my neshama and to my set of circumstances and to my unique talents, that'll be different than yours. And so Hashem gives us a ton of mitzvos. He says, I want you to do them all, but so that you can get passionate about a few of them, that you can find the one that's unique and special to you. And so Hashem doesn't give us more mitzvos to punish us. Hashem gives us more mitzvos because he wants that unique relationship with us. Picture yourself at a law firm. Let's pick on a law firm for a second. So if you are working at a law firm and your bosses don't care about you at all, and your bosses never give you projects to work on, and they never give you feedback, and they never call you into the big meetings, right? I got news for you. Your term in that law firm is going to be short-lived, right? Contrast that with the person who works on the law firm, and the bosses give him a lot of work, and they give him a lot of responsibility, and they place on him enormous amount of obligations, and they call him into the big meetings, and he's got big pressure on him. You know why the bosses are doing it. It's not because they're pressuring you, but it's because they see the potential in you, and they want to bring out that latent potential within you and expose it and to bring it to fruition. So it's specifically because they see that in you that they want you to have more experiences. They want you to understand how the company as a whole works so that eventually you can perhaps even take over the company. That is why Hashem gives us 613 mitzvos. He wants us to see how the world works. Hashem sees enormous potential inside each and every one of us. He wants to place these responsibilities and obligations on us, not to punish us, but so that we one day can be the CEO, so that we one day can rise to the potential that Hashem knows that we have. That, says the Malbim, is what this pasuk is talking about here. We start with the whole world, then the Jewish people, then the Kohanim, and then the Yirei Hashem. Why? Because, as he says, quoting the Chovas HaLevavos, Shebnei Yisrael shekiblu tovos pratios nechayvu b'tarig mitzvos, that because we, the Jewish people, receive more tova from Hashem, right, through the tarig mitzvos, so we have to praise Hashem even more. And the Levim, who received even more, they have to praise God even more. And the Beis David was Malchus, they even more. And that, says the Malbim, is how you understand this inverted funnel. It's the more responsibilities you have, the more you have to praise and thank Hashem. Says the Radak on this very first pasuk. He says, what are we talking about here? Kulcham chayavim lahodos lakel b'malchusi ki tov asa lachem. If you read this as talking about David HaMelech is saying, you all have to thank Hashem for my malchus, ki tov asa lachem, because my malchus is actually doing good on your behalf. He writes here, Bezeam is more, I read that, I'm sorry. He says, here, Ve'amizmor maschil behoda, umisayim behodu, l'shabeach hamizmor v'ledulas hadvarim, shenemur bo, im, okay. So what the Malbim, what the Radak is saying here, is what do we want freedom for? What do we want freedom for? The Radak says over here that the reason why we have freedom is to connect better with Hashem. Right? That is the ultimate goal of all of this, is to have that relationship with Hashem. He writes here the following. Ki begalus meirov hatsaras lo haya lem penai velo haya levavam shalem v'nachom el Hashem. Then when you are a slave, when you are undergoing hardships, you don't have the mental space, you don't have the capacity to be whole with God, you don't have the capacity to truly praise Hashem. V'ata, but now that you experience the redemption, yodu es Hashem, now you can properly praise Hashem. So says the Radak, what do we want freedom for? Let's say a person's ill. We don't just want them to get better. We want them to get better so that they can have more time to connect to Hashem, to learn, to experience God in this world and to praise Him. Right? The Rambam writes this. Miami Boys Choir made it into a song. Lo nisavu achacham v'anavim limos ha-mashiach. Why do we crave Yimos HaMashiach? Right? It's not just so that we don't have wars, and it's not just so that illness will stop. That's all good and dandy, but that's not why we don't want wars and why we want Yimos HaMashiach. Says the Rambam, Ela Kedei Sheyu Pnuim BaTorah. Right? The reason why we crave freedom, the reason why we crave Geula, is not simply so that we could be protected from hardships, but rather it is so that we can praise Hashem. What do we use our freedom for, says the Radak? do we use it simply for our own good? Right? Okay, now that I'm free, now that I'm healthy, now that I have financial security, so now I can go live this world and enjoy. Right? Says the Radak, no. That the whole person is Ve'ata, and now, Yodu as Hashem. Now that we've experienced the salvation, now we can praise Hashem. Obviously, that conversation of what do we use freedom for is very apropos as we come to the holiday of Pesach. That is why I shared that Radak with you, so that we can also discuss that with our families this Pesach Be'ezras Hashem. Okay, Pasuk 5, section number 2, again, the story of redemption. Mina Meitzar Karasika. Right? Mina Meitzar. Meitzar means the straits. It means a very narrow place. Right? Mitzrayim was a very narrow place. When you are in a narrow place, what are you not able to see? You can't see the big picture. Right? You're very limited in what you can understand. So Mina Meitzar, Hashem, we acknowledge that because we were in a narrow place, we didn't see the big picture. We didn't see your hand. We didn't recognize that you were going to bring forth the Geula. And so Min HaMeitzar Karasika, Hashem, I can't see the full picture. I can only see my little sliver of the picture. And so what we daven for here is that Hashem should expand it. Anani B'merchavka. Hashem, you expand in my view, you expand in my perspective, so that I'm able to see the whole picture. I pick on my wife every year that when she was in SKA, she was the second graduating class ever in SKA, and I'm going to give my mother-in-law some nachas right now. So SKA put out a Haggadah, and my wife wrote a little piece in the Haggadah on this pasuk, Mina Meitzar Karasika Anani B'merchav Ka. So I remember the first year, I think we must have been married that first year. So I came for Seder, we were at my in-laws, and my wife, you know, she's tzanua, she didn't want to share so much. But when it came to this, I insisted that she has to read her paragraph from the SK Haggadah, and this is exactly what she wrote about. She wrote, Mina Meitzar Karasika, that sometimes we only see a little bit. We see a small sliver of the picture. We don't see the picture as a whole, right? So Mina Meitzar Karasika, Hashem, I called out to you because I was so lost. I didn't understand. But Ve'anani B'merchavka, you answered me by expanding the picture, by showing me everything in its totality, how everything fits in one to another. The analogy I can give is if you go up to a picture, go up to the Mona Lisa, and look very closely at one part of the Mona Lisa, you will not see the beauty of the Mona Lisa. You will see a little bit of paint that's smudged together. It's only when you pull yourself back and you see the picture as a whole, do you experience the magnificence of the Mona Lisa. That is our experience in this world as well. Mina Meitzar, Hashem, sometimes we see only a little sliver of the puzzle. We see only a sliver of the picture. And it's not always so beautiful. And therefore we question God. And therefore we wonder and we challenge. But Anani B'merchav Ka, Hashem, we daven that you should let us see that big picture. You should let us see the Mona Lisa as a whole. Hashem Li Lo Ira, because you, God, are with me, I have nothing to fear. Maya Seli Adam, what can people do to me? Adonai Li Beozrai, Hashem, you are my helper. You are my you help me out, right? Ve'ani Ere Bisonai. Right? Once I see that Hashem has saved me in the past, I know he will do so in the future. Says the Malbim that exact point. The Malbim says, Avar Achar She'anani B'merchav. Once you answered me in an expansive way, Yadati, I know for sure. Shekemoshin is Gabla Tfila al Choli Vinasilines, that just as you heard my tfilos when I was sick, and you performed a miracle on my behalf, Kenya Selines al Sancheriv. Now I know you'll do it for Sancheriv as well. Again, says the Malbim, that once I see that Hashem has saved me in the past, I know that he will do so in the future. And that is what we do, my friends. We recall all of Hashem's past chasadim to us personally and to us as a people. And the reason why we do that is to give us the emuna, to give us the confidence in Yeshua's Hashem Karefayim. That if Hashem could take a people out of Mem Tesh Shari Tuma, out of the 49th level of Tuma, then Hashem can do anything. When we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim in just over a week, here is the one thing I want you to remember. That if God could take us out of Egypt, God can do anything. If God could take us out of Egypt, then God could take someone who's in a precarious situation and redeem them from that. If God could take a people out of Egypt and split seas and perform miracles, then he could take someone who's very sick and he could heal that person. And if he could take someone who's very sick and he could heal that person, then he could also take a very small country in the middle of the Middle East, full of desert, surrounded by enemies, and allow it not just to thrive, but survive. Our story is peppered with opportunities to see the hand of Hashem. And every time we see the hand of Hashem, it's supposed to give us that emunah, it's supposed to give us that confidence that if Hashem has redeemed us in the past, then Hashem can redeem us in the future. Judaism is a religion of hope. Judaism is a religion of optimism. Judaism is a religion of never giving up, because we recognize that just as He saved us in the past, so too He can save us in the future. That is what Pesach represents, says the Malbim. That is what we were saying here. Hashem lo ira mayaseh li adam. Hashem, I have nothing to fear. Right? Tov lachasos b'Hashem miftoach b'adam. It's better to put your faith in Hashem than in other people. Rav Hirsch says that the historic mistake of the Jewish people is that whenever we were in trouble, we tried to make allies instead of first turning towards God. He says, in every single time we did that throughout our history, it was catastrophic in its results. Catastrophic. First, Tov lachasos b'Hashem. It's better to put your emunah, it's better to put your faith in Hashem than in people. Tov lachasos b'Hashem miftoach b'nedivim. You might think, princes and kings and powerful countries, maybe I'll put my faith in them. No, God is still better than them, right? Says the Malbim. Sha'agam she'nediv yisnavev la'azro. Even if a king of a powerful country comes along and says, I'm going to help you. Right? Not as good as God. Not as good as God. Okay. That is, those are those psukim. The next set of psukim, starting with Yud, I have a very special relationship with, because I remember it vividly. I was in Israel during the Second Intifada, 2001, which my parents were thrilled about, as you can imagine. And, at the time, obviously, it was very scary, right? Buses were being blown up. I remember I was in Shalvim, and we used to stand on the top of one of the dormitories, and we're very near Ramallah. And we used to watch the Apache helicopters as they would fly right over our heads, and they would be literally bombing in Gaza and the West Bank. It was really scary times. So the Rosh Yeshiva of Avidan, who was Nifter just a few weeks ago, so this will be a Le'ilu Nishmaso. A member of Avidan got up in a Musar Shmuz and quoted these psukim. He spoke about this pasuk. He said, "Kol goyim svavuni, b'shem Hashem ki amilam." Right, that notion of all of the nations are svavuni. All the nations of the world are surrounding me. Sabuni gam svavuni. They are continuing to surround me. B'shem Hashem ki amilam, and I continue to put my faith in Hashem. Sabuni kidvorim. They surround me kidvorim, like what's it, like honeycomb, I think, right? Do'achu, ke'ish kosim. They want to burn me like wheat, right? The Mitzudas David says, Afi ma'ovde gelulim hargu rabi mi'Yisrael, im koze eftach b'Hashem. Even if they want to kill a lot of us, we still put our faith in Hashem, right? Afim kachu gachalati, ke'ish, me'atzea kotim. Even if I'm like thorns, like dried out thorns, and they're going to destroy me like that, still I put my faith in Hashem. And so Rav Avidan spoke about this imagery of Svavuni Gam Svavuni, right? Notice that word comes up in three straight psukim. Sabuni, Svavuni, Svavunu, and Sabuni, right? Four times in three psukim. Says Rav Avidan, we have to picture is the nations of the world closing in on us, right? That it's done for dramatic effect. Sometimes you feel like that as a people, where like everyone is closing in on you, and there's no escape, there's no logical way that you are going to survive this al derech hateva, that there's so much terrorism and there's so much hatred, and Israel had no way of protecting itself yet, and it was svavuni, sabuni, it was, they were circling us and circling us and circling us, and there was no way to get out of it. And yet, what do? At the end of each pasuk, right? B'shem Hashem, B'shem Hashem, B'shem Hashem, over and over and over again, do we put our faith in Hashem? And so I remember that vividly. And it's crazy to think about it, that was 20 years ago. 20 years ago, if I told you in the Second Intifada, what Israel would be able to accomplish over the last 20 years. It was not without hardship, and it was not without other wars, and it was not without other terrorist attacks. But think about the level of innovation, the level of progress, the level of growth that Israel has experienced over those last 20 years, and quite honestly, the level of security that they have achieved, which seemed incomprehensible at the time, right? That is B'Shem Hashem. That is when we put our faith in Hashem, even when it feels like there's no path to Geula, even when it feels like everyone is encircling us and we are trapped. Nonetheless, when we as a people put our Amunah in Hashem, anything is possible, because truly we believe Yeshua Hashem Karevayin. Dacho dechisan elin po v'adonai azarani. Right, they try to knock us down, but it's okay because Hashem helps us. Azi v'zimras ka v'ayhi li lishua. Right, God is my strength, I will praise Him, and He is my salvation. Section number 3, right, the rejoicing of the righteousness. Kol rinav Yeshua be'alei tzadikim. Right, there's a voice, a sound of joyous redemption in the tents of the tzadikim. Yamin Hashem osechayel. Why are they rejoicing? Because the Yamin Hashem, the hand of God, is performing war on their behalf. Yamin Hashem romema. The hand of God is above. Yamin Hashem osechayel, but it's also doing war. Listen to this Malbim. Here we go. If you've been tuning me out up until this point, tune in. This is golden, delicious, scrumptious, whatever it does for you. This is like the filet mignon, the burger, the glass of wine, whatever it is that gets you excited right now. Here we go. I'm drunk on this idea. Says the Malbim, Kol Rinav Yeshua Be'olei Tzadikim, that there's this voice of rejoicing in the tents of the righteousness. Why? Because Yamin Hashem Osechayel, because God is waging war. Listen to what the Malbim says. He says, this is the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Chavtes, which says, Hashir Yelachem Kaleil Hitkadesh Chag Vishmi Adonai Eskolo. That is the Pasuk in Yeshayahu. Okay? Now, we probably were not even familiar with that Pasuk, and if we did, we probably never even really paid attention to it. But what does it mean? Hashir Yelachem, that the song, the rejoicing that you're going to do is Kaleil Hitkadesh Chag. It's going to be like when you sanctify the Chag. Okay? What are we talking about? Says the Malbim. The night of the Chag, I have no idea what you're talking about. Listen to this Malbim. He says, Ubiarti Sham. And I explained over there. Now I'm going to read you the Malbim in Yeshayahu in a second, but I think it's clearer over here. Ubiarti Sham. Shebe'ez hechelu biyushalayim lashir et shir hachag. That when the Jewish people were talking about Pesach here, says the Malbim. Unbelievable Ashkacha Pratis. A week before Pesach, says the Malbim, that when the Jewish people came to Yerushalayim, Lashir et Shir HaChag, and they're singing the songs in the Beis HaMikdash of the holiday of Pesach, Hachel Hashem Lalechet Lilachem Imachane Ashur. At the moment that the Jewish people were singing, that's when Hashem decides to go wage war against the Assyrians and to ultimately defeat them and to protect the Jewish people. Uva eis shenitosef harina al korban Pesach bitupim u'mecholos. When the Jewish people were bringing the korban Pesach, and they did it with a joyousness, and a simcha, and with instruments, and bands, and dancing, and everyone is going crazy with joy at the opportunity to perform this mitzvah, right as Klal Yisrael are doing that, az nilachem Hashem im Ashur b'milchamot. That is when Hashem decides to go and wage war with Ashur. Al pizeh yomar, now we understand the pasuk. Shenishma kol v'rinav Yeshua be'olei tzadikim. That it's when Hashem heard the rejoicing of the tents of the Jewish people. Right? When Hashem heard them singing the songs in the Beis HaMikdash. When Hashem heard them feeling simcha at bringing the Korban Pesach. Ba'eis hachel kol arina. When the Jewish people started singing, when the Jewish people felt happiness, when they felt joy and excitement in their relationship with Hashem and bringing the Korban Pesach, Ba'agam kein kol Yeshua. That is what brought the sounds of redemption. Ki kefi sheitchilu laron el hodos, to the extent that the Jewish people sang and praised, kein ba'hi Yeshua. That is to the extent that Hashem brought the Yeshua. That is unbelievable. That is unbelievable. In case you missed it, that is unbelievable. What the Malbim is saying is that our singing praise to Hashem is what caused the redemption. that the more the Jewish people sang, the more they rejoiced, the more they felt simcha in bringing the Korban Pesach, then the more Hashem stood up to protect them. That is an unbelievable idea. I'll read you the Malbim in Yeshayahu, which is again a little less clear, but nonetheless beautiful. Says the Malbim, Mapalas Machane Sancheiriv. You want to know when Sancheiriv was destroyed? Hayah B'Leil Pesach. It was on the night of Pesach. Right? That in of itself I didn't know. Ba'es Shoru Yisrael Halal B'Mikdash Alachilas HaPesach. That at the exact moment that the Jewish people were singing Halal in the Mikdash about eating the Korban Pesach. Mitzayer Ki Kefi Sheit Rabeh Simchas Yisrael. That to the extent that the Jewish people felt joyousness, b'kriyas halal v'toda al pischeim, and they express that gratitude to Hashem for the Korban Pesach. Kain ravsa hamahuma b'menachane Ashur. The more we created noise with our singing, to that was how much noise there was in the camps of Ashur when Hashem came to destroy them. That is unbelievable. The more the Jews sang, the more there was geula. The more the Jews sang, the more Hashem stood up to protect them. The more we praised Hashem, the more that caused the geula. And what it shows us, I believe, says the Malbim, is that sometimes we think that the geula comes by crying. And there is a place for crying. And of course, it's a natural human emotion. And we have to cry out to Hashem. But you know what else can cause the geula, says the Malbim? Is when we sing, when we rejoice, when we experience the happiness and the excitement that comes with the fulfillment of mitzvos. So if you, in your life, need a Yeshua, if you know somebody who needs a refuah, if you know someone who needs a redemption, then the Seder night is for you. Because, says the Malbim, the more we sing and rejoice at the opportunity to experience Pesach, and while we can't actually bring the Korban Pesach, we can symbolize it, we can experience the Seder night. The more we do it with simcha and happiness, the more Hashem will bring the geula. That's the Malbim. I think that is mind-boggling of exponential proportions. And I couldn't believe when I read it. I thought maybe I'd misread it. And so I called a friend, and he couldn't believe what I was reading, and he told me he's using it as a drasha on Pesach. So I won't tell you what shul it is. I want you all to flock there to hear how he develops into a full drasha. I want you to stay here with me in Boca. But that is an unbelievable idea. It is an unbelievable idea. I know for me, it will transform my Seder night. That the more we experience that joy, the more we sing out praise to Hashem at Hallel this year, scream it out. I know Hallel is at the end of a late night. You're tired. You're half drunk. I get it. Get it up for Hallel. Sing and praise Hashem. We are His people. Yeshua Hashem Keref Ayin. That is what's going to bring our redemption this year. The more we experience the simcha of Judaism. I'm sorry if I got so excited, but I just think that is unbelievable. Okay, Pasuk Yizayin, Lo Amus, Ki Echye, David HaMelech says that I didn't die, I'm alive, right? Ve'asaper ma'aseka, and therefore I'm going to sing the praise of Hashem. Says the Malbim, Me'ata yadati betach shelo amut. Ze mishnei tamim. David HaMelech says, I know I'm alive now because of two reasons. Number one, Ba'ashir yadati shema shechianu Hashem minacholi. The reason Hashem saved me from an illness is so that I can asaper maseka. Right? When we are saved from something, we can't just keep it to ourselves. We have to share it with the world. We have to tell people about the Yad Hashem. V'imkein nisharti b'chaim kedei l'saper ma'asav. Hashem kept me alive so that I can tell His praise, that I can sing His praise. V'lo amesim haluka. Hashem, I davened to you that I should live, not because I want more money, and not because I want to watch the next series on Netflix, I want to watch Shtisel Season 3. That's not why I want to live, Hashem. I want to live so that I can sing your praises, so that I can learn your Torah, so that I can share it with other people. That is what the Malbim says. Yasur Yisrani, ya. V'lamaves lo nisanani. Yasur Yisrani. Says the Malba means that the other reason is because I already had Yisurin. Yisur from Yisurin. Notice Hashem gave me hardships. Right? You gave me kapara through the hardships. But I'm still alive, Baruch Hashem. Pischuli sharei tzedek avovam odeka. Hashem, open up the gates. Allow us to come through. Zeh hashar la Hashem. Tzadikim Yavovo. Of course, we know that this was placed at the head of some of the concentration camps as a tease to the Jewish people as they were going into their death. That is not for now, but something to think about as we come to Yom HaShoah. Okay? The Meforshim point out that, or some of the Meforshim point out, that this is now said as they're coming to the Beis HaMikdash. Right, again, we are on the Shlosh Regalim, and they're bringing their korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. And now, again, the famous lines, Odcha, Ki Ani Sani, Hashem, I praise you, because you answered me, Vatihi Li Lishua, and you gave me salvation. Zeha, where am I? I just lost my place. Right, Even Masu Abanim, Abonim, excuse me, the rock, the stone that was despised by the builders, Haisa L'Rosh Pina, now that is the central part of the Beis HaMikdash, talking obviously about the Jewish people, that the Jewish people were, no one cared about them. We were the most despised, but Hashem, you have made us your chosen people. Meis Hashem Aisazos, this is from Hashem, Hiniflas Beinenu, it is amazing in our eyes. Zehayam Hasa Hashem Nagila V'nismechabo, this is the day that Hashem created, we will rejoice it. Says the Malbim, Ki Ikara Simcha Uma Shenoda Lanu, She Hashem Imanu. The greatest simcha we feel is knowing that Hashem is by your side. Right? That's what we yearn for. That's what we crave. That's the simcha of Purim. That's the simcha of Pesach. The more we feel Hashem's hand in our life, the more we will rejoice. V'shenasan li'riyav nes lihit noses. That Hashem gave us miracles. Right? What is a nes? A nes does not just mean a miracle. A nes means a banner. Right? So listen to the Malbim's play. Shenasan li'riyav nes. Hashem gave us a miracle, lihit noses, so that we can make it a banner. A banner is something you can see far and wide. A banner is when you want to spread something, so you put up a banner so that everyone can see it. Think when you go to the beach, they have the flags out of what color it is for the day, because they want people to know, right? So Hashem gives us miracles so that we can be the flag, so that we can be the flag telling the story of his greatness and of his kindness, of his goodness, of his miracles. That is how we channel. That is how we channel the miracles that Hashem performs for us in our lives. Again, we know the end. Ana Hashem Oshiana, Ana Hashem Atzlichana, says the Radak, Yomer Yisrael, Ana Hashem Oshiana, Veatzlichana, Lechol Abayim Betzilcha, Velashuv Lavodasecha. We're essentially encouraging everybody else to come, right? Look, anyone who comes under Hashem's shade, and anyone who comes to serve Hashem, right? Hashem should save you, right? It's a bracha we're giving to everybody. Come, be a part of it. Experience the greatness, and you too will receive that protection. Baruch haba b'shem Hashem be'erachnuchem mi'beis Hashem, right? Again, we're welcoming people into the Beis HaMikdash. Kelash ela nornai ve'yar lanu isruchag bavosim ha'kronos v'zbeach. Eliyata ve'odeka lahay ramecha hodu lanaki tov ki li'olam chasdo. That is the end of our Perek of Tehillim this morning. So, what do we see from this Perek of Tehillim? We see from this Perek of Tehillim, again, that it seems like we're talking into a big crowd of people. We are obviously praising Hashem, right? What are we praising Hashem for? So there's a geula that takes place here. It's an invitation to praise Hashem. It's the song of redemption. It's the rejoicing of the righteous. It's the singing at the gates of Yerushalayim. Now we understand why this is part of Hallel. We understand why this is part of Hallel, but the one thing I want you to remember more than anything else is that Malbim. That the Malbim is explaining to us that the more we sing songs of praise to Hashem, the more Hashem stood up to protect us. And what worked in that time, in the time of Sancheiriv and Ashur, what worked in time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Be'ezras Hashem, my tefillah, my davening to all of us, for my cousin Rafal Aaron HaKohen Ben Rivka, to any of you who need a refuah, to anyone who needs any Yeshua in their lives, that this year we're going to come to Pesach and we're going to sing the songs of praise to Hashem. We're going to experience the geula. We're going to reflect upon the miracle of Jewish history. We're going to reflect upon all of Hashem's kindness in our lives, no matter what difficulties we have. And the more we do that, that is going to be our tefillah to Hashem to stand up and to provide the Yeshua and to provide the geula and to protect us going forward as well. Next week, just so we know, a few housekeeping notes.